This work group update. Brenda, did you want to say anything first, or do you want to, how do you want to handle it, Brenda?
I can just give a quick overview as far as how you got to where you're at, and then from there I will let Mark jump in and give his report. And also, I do want to apologize, too. I thought I had made a correction on the final agenda, but obviously, yeah, we have March instead of Mark listed there,
yes,
so my apologies. All right. On MRI, the commission at your December meeting did take action to delegate to the department and a panel of experts to develop language specific to MRI angio, or as is known, electrophysiology or EPI hybrids. In collaboration with Commissioner Kashishian, we worked with Steve Zeleg of the U of M, Frank Bogan, and also Commissioner McCurgy, and then Breanne Hamlin with Blue Cross Blue Shield. The proposed language that is in front of you today is modeled after the intraoperative MRI or iMRI language. And so going along with that for MRI, we've developed a piece. Excuse me, I'm jumping ahead of myself. The next part of the MRI language is for the PET MRI hybrids. And again, the commission at the December meeting asked the department to work with a work group, and again, Commissioner Kashishian was chairing that group to explore and draft language for the PET standards. The language that was developed for the PET standards, so I'm going to cover PET right now,
that's
too,
fine. Thank you.
Was modeled, again, after PET CT. So there's two components. There's language in the PET standards, and then there's a portion or a section in the MRI standards to cover that part of it. So, again, I'm not going to go through and review all the changes. You've got the summaries of all the changes plus the language, so unless you have specific questions. But then, again, I think Commissioner Kashishian, I think he's going to add a little bit more detail to that.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. I'd just like to, first of all, thank the department. They took these standards out of normal sequence, and they did a fantastic job of working with me and other people in order to have standards that are up to date. So thank you very much. The reason this came up is because of new medical technology. One of the criticisms of CON is that we do not respond to the marketplace quickly enough. And there's been recently two new pieces of technology, which Brenda talked about, MRI-guided electrophysiology and PET MRI. In the December meeting, we discussed these, and we decided that we would have the department work with the people that Brenda mentioned and other interested people on the MRI-guided electrophysiology intervention, and that we would do a work group for the PET MR. We were successful in that we have developed changes in the standards in order so that institutions in the state can get the most recent technology to provide it for the citizens of the state. MRI-guided electrophysiology intervention, I believe there's only about one or two in the country at the present time. It is an MRI and an angio unit that are merged together, and that they're used to when people do ablation therapy for somebody who has atrial fibrillation, which is a common irregular heartbeat, that they are able to get it back to normal, and they want to be able to see the results of their intervention. For PET MRI, we've had PET CT scans for a number of years. We now have PET MRIs. And they're going to be used in the future in cancer care for brain, head and neck, breast and prostate are probably the ones that are available. That will be used most frequently initially, but there will be expansion in the future. They also will be used for neurological diseases such as seizures, and some of the pediatric hospitals were very interested in the PET MR. We had three work group meetings on PET MRI. I want to thank everybody who participated in those work group meetings. They were very engaged and involved, and we discussed many of the issues around them. I will just go over. Well, Brenda, do you want to go over the changes in the standards? Sorry.
No, that's okay. This is Brenda. Pardon my bite in my mouth. Again, I did provide the summaries. If you want me to walk through the changes, you know, I'm more than willing to do that, or if you have specific questions. So either way, I'll leave it up to the commission.
I have my summary here, so if anyone wants me to go over it, I can also go over all the changes we made to the standards for both PET standards and MRI standards, so that if you have any questions.
Do the commissioners want Commissioner Kashishian to run through it in detail or move through? I don't hear any hue and cry for detail.
No.
So, trusting Commissioner Kashishian and everyone else that worked on it.
Okay.
Any other comments?
I have no other comments. Again, I'd like to thank the department who did an excellent job. I think this shows that CON works when there's new technology that becomes available for the state, that we are able to change standards. I do want to tell my fellow commissioners it will be a little unusual because of this new technology, we have to change the MRI standards today. It will go to public hearing, well, hopefully, and we will then do a final vote in June. And then in a year, we're going to be looking at MRI standards all over again. We're just sitting the sack right now. And so in 6 to 9 months, you will also hear MRI standards again. That's to deal with the routine MRI issues that we want to deal with. But to wait another 9 months would prevent this new technology from coming into the state.
First, I'd like to thank Dr. Kashish for doing an outstanding job, something which is needed. Thank you. And just to give you an anecdotal support is, in lung cancer, we have a family friend, unfortunately, with lung cancer, to decide to surgically remove a solitary nodule, you first have to find out whether there's any spread. And lung cancer is particularly susceptible to PET scan. However, the brain is not. Therefore, doing a PET CT is not sufficient for the surgeon. He also has to have a head CT. My guess is if there was such a thing as PET MRI, you probably could just do that because the MRI probably would take care of that. I'm not certain that's true, but it could. And it's just another example where PET MRI is going to be able to really eliminate even some other things. Okay, fine.
Commissioner Ganey?
It is, and I'll defer to Brenda, but I believe it just recently was approved in the last couple of months that MRI angio was approved by the FDA. Does anyone know for sure that's?
This is Brenda. The last we had on that was that the equipment itself is already FDA approved. It's the actual procedure of being able to do the MRI along with the EPI in real time. That's the piece that's still waiting for FDA approval.
Okay. Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and everyone else. I know it's a lot of work, and thank you for turning it around so quickly. Brenda, should we take these as separate motions? Is that your preference?
This is Brenda. Yeah, I would take each set of standards on its own merit as far as moving forward. Thank you.
Okay. And again, just to help us understand what assuming we would have a motion, we would accept the proposed language to be sent out to public comment. And go ahead.
Yep, this is Brenda. So starting with the MRI, the motion would be, assuming you accept the language, you would accept the language and then move it forward for public hearing and to the Joint Legislative Committee. And then the same would be true for PET, the PET language, the same type of action.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion, other discussion amongst the commissioners? Anyone wish to make a motion? You can make it.
Okay. This is Commissioner Kashishian. I make a motion that we approve the changes to the MRI standards.
Support.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. That motion carries. Then we'll move to the PET MRI update/language.
Does Commissioner Klatt make a motion that we approve the standards as defined?